This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It all started with a concern raised by some Michigan companies. Some of their foreign business visitors cannot drive with their foreign driver's licenses, particularly ones from China. Could something be done in Lansing to clear the way for a Chinese executive visiting, let's say, Dow Chemical, to drive on his or her own? The result was Senate Bill 501. Its first reading was a straightforward fix that would allow foreign business visitors to drive in Michigan. But then as it moved to the second of three readings, something new was added, a requirement that the driver carry legal documentation to verify his or her legal presence in Michigan. That clause is raising concerns among some that the bill is a step toward racial profiling along the lines of Arizona's 2012 Show Me Your Papers law. With us now is Susan Reed. She's an attorney with the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Cindy.
And welcome to Noel Garcia, who's chair of the Michigan Hispanic Latino Commission and a retired Lansing police officer. Noel, welcome.
Thank you.
Susan, the initial focus of SB 501 was pretty much what I pointed out. There was a problem for businesses.
That's exactly right. And I was there, actually, and testified as neutral on behalf of a coalition of about 40 nonprofits serving immigrants, the Michigan Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. And the one thing that we were careful to point out was that there was some unclear language in the bill relating to an issue of valid visa. It said valid visitor visa. And of course, lots of those Chinese business visitors wouldn't necessarily have what's known as a valid visa. And I just made it clear in my testimony at that time that I would discourage wandering into that very complex territory of verifying legal status. But as the legislation moved forward, it became clear that that it was, in fact, the intention to add this brand new requirement that legal presence be verified for foreign drivers.
Yes, here's this clause stating foreign driver would need a valid passport, visa, or other documentation to verify his or her legal presence in Michigan. So basically, that clause took them right into where you suggested they didn't go.
Exactly.
Noel Garcia, you are a 25-year veteran of the Lansing Police Department. So let me ask you, are officers trained to determine legal presence at a roadside stop?
Absolutely not. It's interesting, Cindy. I spoke with an officer this morning, and I simply asked him, I called him, and I said, hey, listen, what is it that you would do if you pulled over a person on a traffic stop today with a foreign driver's license? And he says, well, we would take the foreign driver's license, and that's all that's required at this time. However, we'd still run them through our lien system, which goes to NCIC. It's the National Information Center, to verify that this person isn't wanted in this country or in another country or the country they're from. And he said, so that's what we do now. And I says, do you see that being a problem? He said, no. And so what I was getting at, I finally got to what I was getting at, and I said, what would you say if now a law comes out to say that you have to be able to establish or look at a passport, a visa, and establish roadside legal presence? And his words back to me were, oh, God, no. That's a lot of work for an officer. That's putting a lot of burden on an officer. And our concern is that it's going to be that kind of attitude that officers have. Now I'm mandated to verify roadside legal presence. I don't have the training in that right now. Will I get the training? This bill does not identify that. Will I get the training? And if so, to get that training properly, to be able to identify 75 different types of visas, to be able to walk away from that roadside traffic stop and saying, okay, I have confirmed legal presence, is a burden that I think is putting on law enforcement.
And Susan, what Noel just said, I think probably made, you know, people kind of look up and take notice. 75 different types of visas?
You know, it really depends on how you count, but absolutely. The immigration system is so complex, and the variety of documents that someone might have to prove it is very broad. You know, the Secretary of State has the obligation to verify legal presence for Michigan driver's licenses. So I want to be clear, since 2008, Michigan law has required Michigan residents to prove legal presence to get a driver's license or state ID. If you take a look at the Secretary of State's website, they list 15 possible categories of documents, and then there's all kinds of possible variation within those categories. The Secretary of State themselves has access to a lot of training and resources, and yet we are engaging in liaison activities with them on a regular basis to work out problems that people who have legal presence have had proving it. So it's quite a challenge to make that determination. I have 13 years of experience doing it myself, and I can absolutely say that there are many business visitors and other lawfully present folks who are in Michigan to do business. They may have H-2A or H-2B, seasonal worker visas for agriculture and tourism. They may or may not have a separate entry document indicating the length of their authorized stay. If they stop working for a contracted employer, their status can end sooner than the date on the stamp document. It's extremely complex, and it's not a burden we want to put on law enforcement officers. And then, of course, as Noelle has indicated, it's not a door we really want to open, particularly communities that have that experience of sort of being treated as perpetual foreigners really do not want to have that door opened to having those roadside legal presence determinations being made by officers for anyone in the state.
The Secretary of State's office downplays these concerns. They indicated to us this clause just creates a legal standard, and at most, if someone didn't have that legal presence documentation, they'd just get a ticket. Noelle, your reaction?
To say that they're just going to get a ticket doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. What's going to happen is you're putting the burden on the officer to identify legal presence. It's going to turn into a rather simple investigatory stop. Just make the assumption that it was an equipment violation, traffic stop that was made. Now you're moving into a simple traffic ticket that you're going to give, a fix-it ticket. They go fix it. They don't have to pay a fine. It's going to move into, do you have identification? Yes, here's the identification. I have a driver's license from another country. It's then going to slowly move into a detention, a detainment, a roadside detainment. And I guarantee you that will not end with a ticket and you're on your way. How it will end is by either taking that person in custody, taking them to their lockup facility, and then making further inquiries from there, when that doesn't have to happen today.
And I guess I'll throw up a scenario that someone with that legal status to be in Michigan gets pulled over, and that someone has an accent and doesn't happen to have that required document. What do you think would happen under the bill as it's written now?
I know what will happen. I know, and just what I said, what will happen is, you know, we have a commissioner. We've had great discussions about this as a commission. We have a commissioner said, you know, just last year, this is a commissioner who's an American citizen. Just last year, she was pulled over in the west side of the state. And before she even rolled down her window, the officer asked her, where are you from? And the way she took it was, well, am I from Grand Rapids? Am I from Holland? What's he inquiring? What do you mean where I'm from? Well, it's because of her ethnicity, because of the way she looks. I'll also guarantee you this. My father, who's an American citizen, first generation, very strong accent. He gets pulled over, doesn't have his paperwork. The focus and now the spotlight is going to be, is he here legally present? And that really isn't fair for my father. He's worked hard here his whole life. He started in this country as a migrant worker. He gave General Motors 35 years of his life on hard work. And I don't think that's the way the governor and we want to treat our citizens in this great state that we are in.
Susan Reed, where does this bill stand now?
The Senate version that you quoted earlier has passed the Senate. There's a new version that has exited committee in the House. And I just want to highlight, because it's so important to our don't go there kind of message, the new version that came out of the House committee states that folks should have a visa issued by the same country that issued his or her driver's license. Now, that's completely absurd. I'm not sure how that garbling happened in an attempt to address this, but only the United States can issue a visa to visit the United States. So what we have now is a version that came out of the Senate that requires legal presence, a version that came out of the House that still requires legal presence and has this new garbled attempt to talk about legal presence. You know, my hope would be that the legislators can get back to a focus on their own real goal, which is to expand driving privileges for certain foreign drivers who are excluded now and not add this requirement that, you know, I don't see trying to solve any real problem and that I do see having real potential for negative impact both on business and on the civil rights of Michiganders.
Susan Reed is an attorney with the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, and Noel Garcia is chair of the Michigan Hispanic Latino Commission and a 25-year veteran of the Lansing Police Department. Thanks so much to both of you for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
And now Fred Woodhams joins us. Fred is a spokesperson for the Michigan Secretary of State's office. The Secretary of State wanted proof of legal presence included in this bill. Why is that?
The intent of the legislation is to expand the number of people that can drive in Michigan. Right now, there's individuals, especially family members of foreign nationals who have work permits in Michigan. They don't have any ability to drive legally in Michigan. So the intent of the legislation was to help those people out and find a way to allow them to drive because they're not residents in Michigan. And we're continuing to work with our legislative partners to make Michigan friendly to visitors, students, and business people, while also ensuring everyone on the roadway is driving safely and will face driving penalties when they're not. Now, the issue here is that when people come from overseas, from other countries, and they're driving on their home country's driver's license, which is permitted in many cases, they'll have their driver's license from the home country. That may not be in English. It may not be in a script that's the Roman alphabet. So it poses problems for police officers on the roadside. And so what we were looking for is to find another way to identify that person, make sure that they are who they say they are, and that, you know, there can be repercussions from driving illegally, so, you know, drunk driving, to make sure that we're able to take sanction against that individual when they are committing violations on the roadway. One part of that would be, you know, potentially there's just another identity document. Now, one thing that's important for people to realize is that some of these foreign driver's licenses are literally just a card. They're typed out, and they may have a photo that's literally stapled to it. And in some cases, there is no photo. So that's what we're up against. Now, as far as legal presence, that is a requirement in state law, has been for some time, that all people who are, you know, driving in Michigan or when they're getting a Michigan driver's license do have to have legal presence in the United States.
We have heard from the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, mm-hmm. the Michigan Hispanic Latino Commission. You know, there are many who are in the state who are concerned this could lead to racial profiling. And why are you confident that won't happen?
Well, you know, we support the intent of the legislation, and we're going to continue working with lawmakers to address the concerns from stakeholders and with the lawmakers, too. I think at the end of the day, we'll have some legislation that we'll support and that everyone will support and that will address the purpose, you know, that I was talking about mm-hmm. in terms of expanding the driver's privilege to people who are here, who are legally present in the United States, and who are able to operate a vehicle safely. The issue here, you know, really we're trying to identify the individual, make sure that they are who they say they are, and that's really what we're doing here. We don't want to burden people, but we do want to address concerns from law enforcement that they can't identify the person and that we can keep adequate records of people when they are committing driving violations.
Speaking of concerns and law enforcement, we've heard from a veteran of law enforcement, a 25-year veteran, who feels this puts police officers in the position of standing there on the roadside having to determine legal status. Are you confident, is the Secretary of State confident, that all police officers in Michigan will be able to sift through the complexities of the federal government's many legal status
yeah.
documents?
Absolutely. You know, what we're looking for is a way to identify the person. You know, the goal here isn't to be policing immigration law. It's to be policing driving laws here in Michigan. That's the goal that we're looking for. Again, we'll be talking with lawmakers going forward and with stakeholders. We want to address the concerns. We have heard the concerns of the people that are out there, and I think there's a way to rectify all of these concerns and have a bill that really addresses the original intent of the legislation here. This was about welcoming more people to Michigan, making sure that we can welcome tourists, business travelers, families, family members of business people here in Michigan on a work permit. At the end of the day, I think we'll be addressing their concerns. This is about policing driving laws here in Michigan. This isn't an immigration bill. That's an issue for the federal government.
When you say addressing their concerns, what have you heard, Fred? Give me a sense of what the Secretary of State's understanding is of the concerns over this clause.
Well, I think you identified them in terms of what people are concerned about and in terms of what documents they would need to have with them. You know, as you might imagine, our interest is just being able to ensure that the person is who they say they are. And again, you know, literally a piece of paper that's typed mm-hmm. out and has a photo stapled to it, that's a driver's license from another country, which they are to some degree able to use. But we just were looking for some additional verification. And that's out of concern from law enforcement agencies. So, you know, that's we'll be looking for a way to encompass the concerns and the ideas that other people are having. So at the end of the day, we'll have some legislation that I think will address everyone's concerns, but will allow us to take action against problem drivers. That's our whole goal from the beginning, being able to take action against problem drivers and also welcome people who are caught in a catch-22. They have no way of being able to drive legally in the state of Michigan.
The new version of this bill in the House has a statement that said people should have a visa issued by the same country that issued the driver's license. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, we're going to be working with legislative partners. As bills move through the legislative process, they're amended. I think we're still working with lawmakers to, you know, address the concerns that people have. You know, at the end of the day, we're not to the point where this is being sent to the governor. There's still some opportunity to address folks' concerns about this.
Because it seems that that particular notion from the House fails to understand the basics of how our immigration system works, because it's the United States that issues the visa to the foreign visitors. It's not the home country. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, you're correct. I think that part may need to be cleaned up additionally as well. But, you know, you're correct. Yeah, the United States does issue the visa, but potentially the individual would have a passport. But, you know, we're not locked into that. We're looking, again, we want to address people's concerns with this. This is about making sure Michigan roadways are safe and that we're welcoming people from other countries who are here to create jobs. So, again, we want a bill at the end of the day that will not have a lot of people upset about it. We want to welcome people, and we want to keep roadways safe.
I certainly get from what you're saying to me, Fred, mm-hmm. the Secretary of State has this basic premise of let's make sure that the right person is behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And you're fluid. You're flexible in working this into a way that satisfies people. But when you think of the failure of some of our legislators to understand a pretty basic concept of how things work, that it's the United States that issues the visa, that people can't have a visa issued by the same country that issues a driver's license, do you have confidence that our legislators are going to be able to craft a law that does what you hope it will do?
Well, certainly we work with lawmakers every day to craft legislation, and you know we're continuing to do that with the bill. We'll certainly make what we're after known to them well. Law enforcement agencies have checked in with lawmakers about this. Bills get amended all the time to correct certain issues before they head to the governor, and we're confident that that's what will happen with this bill.
Fred Woodhams is with the Secretary of State's office. Fred, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.